1927 brings us to the last church in Abbey Leix and Killermo Union, Ballyrone, a distinctive church that is rather low height-wise and in aspect, and nestles beautifully beside the street in the middle of the village. Sometimes it's almost hard to see where it is at first. But I have two particular associations with Ballyrone in my mind just as I speak and remember visits to it. First of all, and they're at the two ends of life, as it were. I remember being there for the Leash Youth Council carol service. And so we remember that organisation and all those who are involved in distinctive ministry to the younger generation in the context of enlivening and memorable worship. And then Ballyrone is also the place where there is a Sioux Rider community of provision of sheltered accommodation for senior citizens. And we remember the great sense of security yet independence that that and similar organisations give to the senior generation in our midst. There's another one at Owling in County Kilkenny and elsewhere. 1927 was the year when Fianna Fáil, the party established by De Valera when he split away from Sinn Féin, and it was to become for a very long time the dominant party of Irish politics, almost considered by many as the natural party of government. It was hesitant to enter the Dáil because of the issue of the oath still then required to the Crown. But in the aftermath of the assassination of Kevin O'Higgins, the Minister for Justice, it was felt that those who wished to proceed by constitutional and parliamentary means needed somehow to get themselves inside the Dáil, where nobody could deny, therefore, that a wide range of views about the nation was represented. And so, after the election of 1927, Fianna Fáil took the oath. It was an interesting piece of morality that has been considerably analysed ever since. In effect, it was declared in the very taking of it to be an empty formula, which those who took it were determined subsequently to abolish it. At any rate, they entered the Dáil, and thus began the pendulum-like oscillation of government between the two civil war parties, with a remarkably peaceful transfer of power from Cumann na Gael, the government which had dominated the first decade of the Free State, to Fianna Fáil in 1932. It's always said that people feared a coup that day, that some came to the Dáil with guns in their pockets, but no, the power structures were peacefully transferred and the civil service remained scrupulously loyal to their new masters. Some people have wondered about the essential division in Irish politics between the civil war parties rather than between the right and the left. And of course it continued right until, in a way, the general election of this year, which transformed that historic landscape. But looking further back, it has been well argued that a strange positive effect of the Civil War was to produce two rival parties, essentially of the cautious centre, one might put it, whose rivalry allowed the necessary parliamentary accountability and regular changes of power and political refreshment which a functioning democracy requires. So it was so unlike Northern Ireland, where the one party, the Ulster Unionists, remained in power for half a century. Because in the South, the civil war parties could between them uphold healthily competitive parliamentary life, the centre actually held in tense times, and Ireland did not succumb to the extremism, we might today call it populism, of other nations when, for example, the fascist threat dramatically emerged on the edge of the Second World War. There may have been some slight leanings in that direction by some, but the centre held. And perhaps we can paradoxically thank the aftermath of the Civil War for the robust tenacity of the centre, but bearing in mind with considerable fascination that it was in this very year's election that that mould was broken. And who knows where we go now.